Psalm 100, and if I've not, you've not been in a service since I've been back, I'm more than glad to be back. I missed you also very much. Been a blessing to us. We had a great service on Wednesday morning and Wednesday night. We thank the Lord for that. And I tell you, Ms. Lynetta and all those who helped her last week for the veteran service, it was a very moving, very wonderful service. I thank the Lord. I want to thank all our veterans for participating, for all those of you who shared personal testimonies. It added much, I think, to the celebration this year. People know you a little better, but we are very proud of all of our veterans. We do want to emphasize, remind, now it's not just for our church family, but anybody that's a veteran in our community or extended family, when we do that, we want you to be a part as well. So thank you for being here this morning. On Wednesday morning, I started our emphasis on Thanksgiving for the rest of this month. And I do remind you, Thanksgiving week, we don't have a Wednesday night service. It'll be on Tuesday night. It'll be Tuesday week. And we'll have a service here. Brother Linwood's lining up some good singing. Our friends from the Spanish church are going to come over and be with us. They're going to do some songs. And we ask you to bring finger foods, and we'll have all that. That's for the sake of our folk in the internet as well. So you can make plans to come be with us for our Thanksgiving celebration. And then next Sunday, we do our Thank the Lord offering. And we ask you to bring, some have already brought food. We appreciate that. We ask you to bring some food, non-perishable foods. We always line it up around the altar, and it'll be distributed in our community to not just our church family, but other people have need. Please, if you will, you contact Keith and Cindy or Marty and Sherry and Miss Sue Ellen, I think, or you let Trudy know. If you know of a family, it would be a blessing to share some food with them during this time of the year. We want to do that. But I started on Wednesday morning dealing with Psalms 100, and I can't get away from it. It's a short, very simple psalm. But you and I are to be thankful unto the Lord. Let me just read the psalm to begin with this morning, and we'll get right into the message. Notice what it said in Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God, is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. On last Wednesday morning, we had an emphasis on what He said in this passage of Scripture. It is He that hath made us. And we ought to be thankful for our bodies. We may not be as tall as you want to be. You may not be as handsome as you want to be. But God made you just like you are. And to Him, you're beautiful. You were a unique creation. He's never created by anybody on the face of the earth just like you. You're unique. You're very special to Him. And He knew you before you were ever born. He knew you before you were ever conceived, actually. And He's watched you. You've never been able to get away from His presence or from His love or His concern. And then on Wednesday night, I dealt with the latter part of this psalm, and it says, for the Lord is good, and that is the root word for gracious. He is a God of grace, and He's a God of mercy, and He's a God of truth. And so we thank the Lord for grace and for mercy and for His truth. Now this morning, I want to call your attention in this passage of Scripture to verse number 4 in particular. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. In the first message I brought, the emphasis was on us thanking Him for our physical body, and then thanking Him for His grace and for His mercy and for His truth. But this morning I want to take that verse, and the true emphasis of that verse is we praise Him for Him. We are thankful for our God, not just because of things, but just because of blessings, but because of God. He is our God, and we're thankful for Him and bless His name. Will you bow with me for prayer? Father, I want to thank You that You are our God, that You're the only true God. And God, You have created us, fashioned us. You've extended us grace and mercy. But Lord, this morning, we want to just thank you for who you are. Thank you for being our God. And thank you that you are the creator of all things. And Lord, that you loved us so much that you gave your son. And Father, I bow before you this morning and I ask for the anointing and the filling of the Holy Ghost of God. Lord, speak to your people through me and speak to my heart. And God, I'll thank you and praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We are to put our emphasis of thanksgiving focused on him before we start thanking him for the turkey or the cars or the clothes or our family even. We ought to be thankful for who the Lord is and thank God he's our God. Thank God that he knows us and cares about us. Be thankful unto him. Our God is a gracious, merciful God. To be thankful to him and address that thanksgiving to him just because of who he is. Somebody said, why do you love this person? Why do you love that person? You may not have anything definitive to say. You say there's just so many things, but I just love them. And you and I are to love the Lord. He's not only necessary in our life, but he is the delight of our life. We have a God who's real. He's not an idol. Idols have eyes, but they can't see, and they have ears, but they can't hear. They have feet, but they can't walk. They have a mouth, but they don't speak. But our God is a personal God to us. We know him and he knows us. And we think about the awesomeness of our God and we give thanks unto him and bless his name. In another place in the Psalms, David said, oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And with all that is within me, bless his holy name. We're not emphasizing things or what he's done for us, but God himself, he's just a blessing. I'm thankful for his abiding presence and to know that our God is the real true God and our God is the only God. And we think about it. In the Bible, we hear him describe himself as the pearl of great price. He's beautiful, pure, and he's beyond value. What in the world would you give in exchange for your relationship with God? He's called the Rose of Sharon for that lasting fragrance and that sweetness of our relationship with him. He's called the Lily of the Valley because of the pureness of his love for us and his desire. He has no motives in all that he does for us. The word charity that I've talked to you about before is that godly love. It's love that gives itself away, expecting nothing in return. He just set his love on us. He's a great God. And thank the Lord for him. We love the Lord because of who he is, not just because of what he's done or what he's given to us, but because of who he is. My dear friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, be thankful unto him. Notice what it said in this passage of scripture as we read it carefully together. Verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. We're blessing the Lord because of who he is and his relationship with us. Oh, just think about him in heaven. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that we might have everlasting life. But think about him in heaven, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said he was daily the delight of the Father. Oh, listen, in heaven, God the Father said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. It is his only begotten son. And God the Father is magnifying his son. In heaven, the angels fly back and forth across heaven saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, thou art holy. They worship him. And their highest tribute is to bow before him. That's their greatest joy. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, thou art holy. Oh, the angels are thankful for him. But just think about all the blood-washed throne, those who are saved you and I are thankful. The choir sang a wonderful song this morning. Angie, what an anointed song she sang. And as best we can down here, we worship Him and thank Him. But think about the millions in heaven already. They spend an endless day, no night there. And all they do is praise Him and thank Him and rejoice in Him. And their praise is never exhausted. It's never accomplished enough. It's a continual praise because of who He is. His marvelous, marvelous person. He's holy. He's sinless. And we praise Him for who He is. That God is your God. That God is yours if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. And my friend, we are to worship Him and thank God for Him and for His relationship that we have with Him. In the first place, He is our Savior. Thank God He is our Savior. He loved us when we were unloved. He loved us before we were ever born. And He came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give His life a ransom. Oh, what love embodied in a human body, the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us. He is our Savior, and you ought to worship Him and bless His name today. Bless His name. When He says to bless His name, it means we highly exalt that name and we glorify that name. And the Bible says at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. At the name of Jesus, God will hear and answer our prayer. And at the name of Jesus, we can have victory. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. He is our ruler. He's the one who gave His life for us and who allows us to love Him and serve Him. He is our Lord. He is our righteousness. We praise Him today because He is our righteousness. All of our righteousness is filthy rags. But when God the Father looks at us, He sees His Son. And His Son is holy and righteous and pure. Bless His name. Bless His name. I didn't begin any of that. You didn't begin any of that. He chose to do that. He chose to bear all of our sins in His own body and to give us all of His righteousness. Bless His name. Be thankful unto Him. I'm so thankful that He bore my sin. I'm so thankful that He is my righteousness. I don't stand before God for anything I've done so far as righteousness is concerned. But He is my righteousness, the Bible says. And you know what? God did not forgive me because of how much I prayed or how repentant I was or how sincere I was. The Bible said God forgave me for Christ's sake. God, thank God for that name Jesus. He loved us and He died for us. But my dear friend, we're saved because of Him. God forgave us for Christ's sake, because of what Christ did. Be thankful unto Him. You ought to thank the Lord for that. Because of Him, you're not going to die and go to hell. Because of Him, you have the righteousness of Christ. Because of Him, you'll live forever. Because of Him, when mom and dad, husband and wife and child leave this world by death, and you get to see them and be with them again forever. And it's because of Him. You ought to bless His name. Be thankful unto the Lord and just be bless His name. Be thankful unto God and bless His holy name. Oh, listen, you think about it. He is our rock. He's the stability that we stand on. He's the one that holds us up. Bible says we are kept by the power of God. Oh, be thankful unto Him. No telling where I'd be, where you'd be if we had to do it by ourselves. But my dear friend, we bless His name today because He is the rock of ages, cleft for me. In that I find refuge, but in that I find stability. My strength is in the Lord. I stand in the Lord. He is my rock, and bless His name. We honor that name today for who He is. He is the rock. He is our peace. Thank God we have the peace of God in our heart. We have peace from God, and we have peace with God. We have the peace of God in our hearts, and it's all because Jesus Christ is our peace. It's He who's reconciled us to God. It's He who took away the enmity between us and God. He is our peace. He is our joy. He said, I give to you joy unspeakable. And He gives us that peace that passeth all understanding. He is our joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank God, bless that name, that holy name. Oh, honor Him today. Be thankful for Him. Aren't you glad you've got a God like that? Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ is your Savior, your rock, your peace, your righteousness, and all those things? Aren't you glad that every victory you've ever had came through Him? He is the channel through which all blessings flow to us. My God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Bless His name. He is the provider of all things. We honor Him today, and we bless His name, the name of Jesus, and we give Him glory and honor and praise. In the Bible, He's called the Good Shepherd because the Good Shepherd gives His life for the sheep. He was willing to die for us. He laid down His life and died for us. He's the Good Shepherd. Oh, but He is the Great Shepherd. Because of that, He not only gave His life for us, but He gives His life to us. He never, ever will leave us or forsake us. He's with us all the time, watching over us and caring for us. David could say, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. He could say, you make me lie down in green pastures and walk beside the still waters. He's our shepherd. He refreshes us, He revives us, and He keeps us strong. Thank the Lord and bless His name for who He is. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. He's the Good Shepherd because He gave His life for the sheep. But He's the Great Shepherd because He gives His life to the sheep. His life is for ours. He gave His life for ours, but He's given to us now. He's with us to meet every need, to watch over us, protect us, and all those things. Bless His name. He is the Great Shepherd. But He is the Chief Shepherd. And as the Chief Shepherd, He's coming back for His sheep. He's coming back to receive us into His fold. And thank God for that, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, be thankful unto Him. Bless His name. The Bible says, look unto Jesus, because He's the author and finisher of our faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Where did it come from? If it's not of us, where did that faith come from? He says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Did you know, isn't it an amazing thing that He loved us, He died for us, gave us life, and He said if we believe in Him and have faith in Him, we could be saved, and then He gave us the faith to believe? Isn't it an amazing thing? You ought to thank God. You ought to thank God for your Savior today. You ought to thank God. And of all the things you're thankful for in this Thanksgiving season, be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Focus on Him, not the earthly material things, not even your family and not even your church family first, but first of all, it's Him. Be thankful unto Him. Your thanksgiving ought to be for Him, toward Him, and because of Him. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Oh, listen, if we would do that, I read on Sunday night that passage of Scripture where it said, oh, that men would praise the Lord. And if we were to praise the Lord, and if we were to bless His name, and if we were to give thanks unto Him for who He is, what would it do for us? Well, I wrote down a few things in my little journal here the other morning, and it blessed me. If I could focus just on Him, if I could turn my eyes upon Jesus, if I could look unto Jesus, the finisher of my faith, and if I could be thankful for His name and for who He is and bless His name and honor His name and glorify His name, what would it do for me? Well, I know this, the more we exalt Him and the more we are thankful to Him and the more we praise Him, the lower we will bow. When we begin to understand that everything we are, everything we have, and who He is. He didn't have to do anything for us. And if you looked at it in perspective, we are a speck of dust in all of this universe. And yet He put His love on us and He directed us, gave His Son for us. Oh, my dear friend, and the more you'll thank Him and magnify His name and think on His name, the lower you'll bow before Him. More surrendered you'd be to Him to obey Him. If you see you have a God who loves you that much, why would you not be faithful to Him? We say this is God's house. It's a place of worship. And we come into this place to worship him. And if we have entered with thanksgiving, and if we have been thankful unto him and blessed his name through the week, then we'll be here in this place to obey him. It's no problem obeying a God like that. And the more you magnify him, the more in your mind and heart you exalt him and you understand who he is. My dear friend, what a blessing. You'll begin to obey him more. Faithfulness. Worshipers are workers. Worshipers are those who walk with God. If you will thank him, magnify him, think on him, glorify him, bless his name, it'll cause you to be more faithful to him, to be more obedient to him. And oh, when you begin to think and magnify that name, which is above every name, that he is your peace, that he is your love, that he is your righteousness, he is your Savior, the more you'll love him, the more you know about him, the more you'll love him. The closer you get to him, the more you'll love him. If you will be thankful to him and bless his name, you'll love him like you ought to. The Bible said you ought to love him with all your heart, mind, and soul. But the thing is, it's him. You're to love him, focus on him. And if you'll be thankful to him and bless his name, your love will grow for him. You'll love him more and more and more. And thank God for that. And the more you love him, and the more you worship him, and the more you bless his name, the more you'll realize his presence and his peace and his power. If you walk in close to him, I always love that passage of scripture about the disciples in the New Testament. It said when they looked at them, understood that they were ignorant, unlearned men, they marveled and took knowledge of them, not because they'd been good students, not because they'd prayed so long, but it said this, because they've been with Jesus. There's something about being with Jesus that makes the difference. And the more you worship him, the more you magnify his name, the more you bless his name, the more you'll love him. But the more you worship him and the more you love him, the closer you'll get to him. And the more you'll realize his presence. God is with us every moment of every hour of every day. And we begin to experience his peace and his power and thank the Lord for that. And the more you thank him, the more you magnify him, the more you'll know about him, the more you understand about him. He is our subject of study. He's our subject of meditation. He's our subject of praise. And if you'll magnify him, if you'll praise his name, you'll begin to understand something of his glory before he was came in flesh, before he was his incarnation, before he became a human and became in a human body, you begin to understand the majesty of our Lord before the creation. John said, by him was all things created, and without him was not anything made that was made. That's your Savior. That's your Lord. And he's your friend. Oh, you think about it, to be that close to it. And the more you magnify that name, the more you bless that name, the more you'll understand about his glory before his incarnation. But the more you glorify him and praise his name, the more you'll understand his great love wherewith he loved us. And it was that love that drew him to Calvary. The more you know about him, you learn something about how much he loves you. The more you worship him, the more you magnify his name, the more you bless his name, you begin to learn more and more about his love for you. It's not just a husband's love. It's not just like a mother's love. It's a love beyond any other love you can ever imagine. He stepped out of glory, laid aside all of his glory, clothed himself in a human body. And the more you worship him and bless his name, the more you'll understand the love that drew him to Calvary. You'll learn more about his sacrifice of himself, but then you'll learn more about the power of the resurrection and how it affects you. You'll learn more about his glory. You'll begin to wonder and understand why Isaiah said, he's wonderful, counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Just focus on Him. If you want to know Him, worship Him. If you want to know Him, bless His name. If you want to know Him, be thankful to Him for who He is and what He's done. Oh, listen, and the more you do that, the more your faith will grow, the more your hope will go, and it would rid you of depression and anxiety and fear. If you're focused on Him, if you focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and blessing His name, oh, it'll build your faith in Him. But then if you'll worship Him and be thankful to Him, you will be a lot less more desirous of things of this world. When you look unto Jesus, when you look unto Him, the things of this earth will grow strangely dim. When you really get to know Him and you're blessing His name and thankful to Him, this world loses its attraction to you. You'll set your face on Him and worship in Him. Oh, what a glory, what a blessing. The more you thank Him, the more you praise Him, the more of His glory you will be revealed. He'll reveal Himself to you. The more you worship Him, the more you thank Him, the more you bless His name, He'll show you more and more of Himself. Oh, but listen, the more you worship Him and praise Him and bless His name, the more others will desire to know Him. In the book of the Song of Solomon, the bride is seeking for the bridegroom and she can't find Him. And they ask the question, what is thy beloved more than another beloved? And she begins to describe Him in very detailed about Him, how wonderful He is. And then finally she said this, He's altogether wonderful. There's no way to describe Him. And the more you worship Him, the more others will want to know the reason for the hope that's in you. And the more they'll desire to be saved. And what a blessing. Oh, listen, if you worship Him, if you bless His name, if you're thankful to Him, you will bless Him. It'll be a blessing to Him and it will honor Him. The Bible said in the Word of God that He's seeking such to worship Him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that believeth that God is, must believe that He's one who gives us the desires of our heart. It's God. If we magnify Him, we worship Him and praise Him, we do exactly what He said. It's worshiping Him. And He's seeking for people to worship Him, and it will please Him. Would you like to please the Lord? It's not have anything to do with giving money or doing this or that sacrifice, that sacrifice. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Just focus your attention on the Lord. Would you bow your heads this morning for prayer? With every head bowed, every eye closed, this simple little psalm is so rich. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Thank you, Savior, Lord, peace, righteousness, shepherd, guide, bright morning star, rose of Sharon, lily of the valley. You're holy, you're powerful, you're all wise. God, we magnify you today. God, why in the world? What is man that thou art mindful of him? But Lord, help us. The more we will worship you, the more we will magnify you, the more we will bless your name, we'll understand more and more about who you are. Oh God, thank you that you're here this morning. You're in this building. And for those who've trusted you, you live in their hearts. God, Father, I don't understand that. I don't understand why you had such a perfect son who always pleased you, who was always your delight, who was your beloved son, your only begotten son, why you would send him to suffer and bleed and die I bless your name, Father. I can't comprehend that, but the more I understand who you are and your heart and your love and your compassion and your long suffering and your mercy and grace, the more I can be thankful for what you've done for me and for my friends here in the building and in the internet audience. Lord, we bless your name this morning. We focus on you and you alone. The material things you've given us, we are thankful. Family, we're thankful. Church, we're thankful. But our focus this morning is on you and you alone. You are our God. There's none like you. There's none other except our God. You're the only God, and we honor you. We bless your name this morning. You are Jehovah, your El Shaddai. Oh God, we magnify your name this morning. We bless your name. We lift it high. We glory in that name. And God, to think that we can have a relationship with you. What a blessing. Now, friends, while we are praying, my thought, first of all, is this. Do you know him? Sometimes the question is asked, do you know the Lord? Do you know Jesus? Do you know God? You may know about him, but the question is he your God? Can you magnify him and be thankful to him and bless his name this morning? Because he is your God. He is your God. If you can't do that, he wants you to know that. He wants to be your father. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants you to accept his son as Savior and Lord. If you've never been born again by the grace of God, I pray this morning that you would reach out by faith and call on him. There's not one person in this building this morning that has a desire in your heart to be saved that he will not save. You have faith enough to believe, I promise you, because he's granted every man a measure of faith. And for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. He wants you to be saved. He's equipped you with the means of receiving him by faith. But you must be willing to do that. Will you trust him now? Call on him now? Believe on him now? He is our everything. He is altogether beautiful, altogether wonderful. I failed miserably to get you to see him, who he is this morning. But I beg you, be thankful unto him and bless his name. Be thankful to him for who he is. God, we love you this morning. Please don't let anybody in here die and go to hell. I pray you'd bring them under conviction they trust Christ. And God, right now I pray that they believe. And for those of us who are saved, I wonder how often you think about him. How often you just riding in the car and say, Lord, I want to thank you. Thank you for you, who you are. You're my Savior. You're my Lord. You're my peace. You're my rock. I bless your name. I lift it high. Nobody needs to know who I am, but they need to know who you are. Lord, we love you this morning. I wonder, do you do that? I want to challenge you in the rest of this Thanksgiving season, and perhaps for the rest of your life, spend much time thanking him for who he is and blessing his name. Everything else falls in place if you'd but magnify him and honor him and glorify him.